Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
These comments are not political. They are tyrannical. They don't speak to the rule of law. What they speak to is one person's grievance.
Arizona Secretary of State Adrian Fontes says former President Donald Trump's threat to jail election officials harms the nation's bipartisan poll workers and volunteers. In an online post, Trump said election officials, lawyers, political operatives, and donors, who he says will try to cheat him out of his inevitable victory, would face long-term prison sentences. Threats against election workers have skyrocketed since 2020, but Trump surrogate North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum says he's just putting people on notice.
And I think this could have been a statement that could have come from the Harris campaign as well, because everybody's concerned in this country about making sure that our elections are free and fair.
The former president recently told a podcast that he lost in 2020, something he's never publicly admitted before. Meanwhile, Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris will meet tonight in Philadelphia for their first presidential debate. It starts at 9 p.m. Eastern. Trump is preemptively criticizing the ABC News moderators as unfair. Harris has said she's prepared for Trump to misrepresent facts. Congress is back in session, and members have just weeks to pass a short-term budget or risk a government shutdown. House Republicans say they'll attach a requirement for voters to prove their citizenship to any funding that won't pass the Senate, and President Joe Biden says he'd veto it. Karine Jean-Pierre is White House press secretary.
It is a simple job. It's their number one job as Congress is to keep the government open, and we believe it should be with a short-term CR.
Senate Democrats say they'll hold a hearing on the far-reaching consequences of the Supreme Court's presidential immunity ruling. The 6-3 decision dealt a major setback to a federal case against Trump for trying to overturn the 2020 election. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson says she's concerned the ruling has created a two-tier justice system.
I was concerned about a system that appeared to provide immunity for one individual under one set of circumstances.
An Idaho judge has ruled a proposal to end closed party primaries and instead use ranked choice voting can appear on the November ballot there. Opponents have claimed it would be too expensive and confusing for voters, but Margaret Kinzel with Idahoans for Open Primaries says people use it all the time.
We send somebody to the grocery store and say, buy the apple pie. If they don't have apple, get blueberry. And so it really is this idea of we express our preference. If that preference is not available, we move on to our second preference.
And the Michigan Supreme Court has ruled Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s name will appear on that battleground state's ballot, despite Kennedy ending his campaign to support Trump. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.